ABC Radio Australia.
And earlier in the show, we heard about the discrimination some members of the Pacific queer community say they endure. Now researchers are trying to quantify and record their experiences. For the first time, a regional survey on the experiences of sexually and gender diverse communities across the Pacific has been launched. Joining us now from the University of Sydney is lead researcher Professor Giorgi Ravulo. Good morning to you, Giorgi. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Priyanka.
So tell us more about this survey. How did it come about and what do you hope to find through it?
One of the key things that we're wanting to ensure occurs when it comes to gender and sexually diverse communities is that their lived experience, that their stories, that their realities are understood and shared more broadly. So I was approached by Pacific Sexual and Gender Diversity Network, PSGDN, that is based in Fiji and works with member countries across the region to further explore this via a research project.
Oh, interesting. I mean, is part of the problem that we just don't know exactly those lived experiences that you were talking about? Earlier we heard from members of the Pacific queer community who said they face extreme forms of discrimination and find it hard to talk about it. Is that silence part of what you're trying to tackle through this research?
Yes, completely agree. The silence and the inability for our queer community members to feel like they actually have a particular voice and or visibility is actually deterring our ability to create shared solutions together. So the survey, which will also be accompanied by a series of Talanoas across the actual Pacific Islands themselves, will give us a better understanding of those particular experiences and how we can learn from them and hopefully create responsive policies and practices that actually create scope for everyone to feel safe in their own communities.
Oh, interesting. So the Talanoas as well. But I wanted to ask you a bit more about the survey. How will it actually be conducted? What questions will you be asking and how can people participate?
Yeah, so it's a survey that's been originally developed by the World Health Organization with view that we've adapted it to the Pacific. So it is an existing tool that has been previously used in other parts of the world to survey the realities, the lived experience of queer communities. And so we're going to potentially have that made available via a survey link with view that people can actually participate through that. We'll also be working with our member countries across the Pacific Islands and representatives from those particular islands to administer the survey, to provide the survey in differing forms so that people are given the opportunity to participate.
Will the people remain anonymous who participate? Because I imagine some people might be worried if they share their experiences that they could be discriminated because of it.
Of course, very, very much so. The survey is anonymous to complete and the data will be made confidentially, like it will be completed in a confidential manner. And when we do create the results, no one will be identified. It's more so looking again at the bigger picture of what is happening across the region and how we can be more responsive in helpful ways.
And Giorgi, I believe the launch of this, the first regional survey on experiences of sexually and gender diverse communities in the Pacific, that launch was yesterday in Sydney. How did that all go? Did you speak to people who were there? What was the reaction?
Yeah, because we've got the Human Rights Conference starting today in Sydney and World Pride that's been happening over the last 10 days, it's been a wonderful chance to connect with delegates from the Pacific Islands themselves who are present here in Sydney. And so yesterday we had a various different events at the University of Sydney, which included a climate action Talanoa, followed by a reception that enabled us to talk further about the survey itself. itself and to further profile this particular work. And the key thing, again, that we're really wanting to establish is that we are going to be working collectively, collegially and collaboratively to ensure that the information that is actually collected from across the region is data that is shared by everyone in ways that will actually create an ongoing, helpful and critical conversation about such topic areas.
If you are just joining us this morning on Pacific Beat, we're speaking with University of Sydney researcher Professor Giorgi Ravulo. He's the lead researcher, in fact, of a new regional survey on the experiences of sexually and gender diverse communities across the Pacific. It's the first of its kind. And Giorgi, I wanted to touch on what you said before and what you were saying. Part of the survey, it's not just a form that you fill out, but it's also about creating conversations, having those Talanoa sessions. I know it's still early days, but I imagine that'll be challenging to do considering there is still a lot of discrimination in the Pacific. Are you expecting that? Are you expecting some challenges having these conversations?
Yeah, and I think one of the key things that we want to achieve from both the survey and Talanoa's is both, as you mentioned, to create quantitative empirical data that we can use as evidence to create change, including policy and legislation. With the Talanoas, that's more the qualitative approach. And it's through those particular Talanoas that we're wanting to really get a better understanding also around the resilience and the way in which people have reclaimed their gender and sexualities in diverse ways. And I think that's the key thing to also note. We don't want to just focus on a deficit approach to the way in which we understand gender and sexual diversity. We actually want to celebrate and create a strength-based understanding about how awesome our gender and sexually diverse people are across the region.
Yes, that's very important, isn't it, Giorgi? I think perhaps as researchers and journalists alike, we tend to focus on the negatives, but it is important, particularly when we talk about these sort of issues affecting our queer communities, that we do focus on the beauty as well. But you mentioned that there's policy and legislative change that you hope to come out of these surveys. What exactly might that look like?
Well, those critical conversations need to happen at different areas and levels of the community, and that includes our policymakers and legislators in each of the countries. And what was wonderful on Monday morning, we were able to speak to some of those representatives from the Pacific Islands themselves who have come to Sydney to further discuss human rights, especially at the conference starting today over the next 3 days, with view that we can nuance and finesse some of those particular localized perspectives when it comes to change. And effective policy, effective legislation is responsive and is able to ensure that the law and the way in which we do things in society is actually helpful, that it actually sees differences in a way that actually embraces them and creates scope for those particular areas to be meaningfully included.
Yes, well, it is early days, and I guess having those conversations helps inform those changes, as you explained there, Giorgi. And it is early days. The launch was just yesterday. What do you expect to come? Do you have any ideas about the sort of stories, what you might find after doing the survey and these having these conversations?
So in the conversations that we've already had in launching the survey and talking about the survey with our gender and sexually diverse communities, there's a real excitement. There's a real excitement about the ability to create those particular stories. One of the key things that we're wanting really to do is to create a conversation not just amongst queer communities, the LGBTQI A+ communities, but also the wider community. If we are really going to achieve social inclusion, this idea that everyone is part of their own communities, it requires all of us to be part of those critical conversations. So that's what we're very excited about, the ability to definitely raise and hear the voice and have visibility around queer communities, but to use that as a way of mobilising education around a shared conversation together.
Well, Giorgi, I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who are keen to find out more, keen to participate. When is it all happening? When will we have results that we might be able to delve into as well, or is it all too early?
So watch this space. Maybe I should then say, everyone follow me on my Twitter, at Chochi Ruffalo, because we're going to be publishing some of those particular things via our socials and by also PSGDN. So check that out on their website and socials as well. And we're hoping that a lot of these particular results will be made available in the middle of this year with you, that can then create that ongoing conversation.